KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelai Kinneen, and it's 9:02. Outside money is expected to pour into the race for the U.S. Senate seat held by Mark Begich, and the first of it is making a splash across Alaska's TV sets. Last month, it was an anti-Begich ad from Americans for Prosperity, a group linked to conservative billionaires David and Charles Koch. Now a pro-Begich super PAC is weighing in with an ad of its own. Alaskans can expect a lot more in the months to come. The anti-Begich ad featured an unnamed woman with long reddish hair in a kitchen, tying Begich to the Affordable Care Act.
Senator Begich didn't listen. How can I ever trust him again?
The new TV spot also features a woman with long reddish hair, also in a kitchen, but her name appears on screen. She's Megan Colley of Anchorage.
That ad attacking Senator Begich, turns out she's an actress from Washington, D.C., pretending to be from Alaska. I'm not an actress. I live here, and I trust Mark Begich.
The message is the first public appearance of a super PAC called Put Alaska First, which spent nearly $100,000 on it. Its treasurer in Anchorage is lobbyist Jim Lotsfeldt.
Honestly, we weren't planning on coming out this early, but it's clear in 2014 politics across the nation that Koch brothers are on an attack, and we thought it was smart to start our defense.
While his ad emphasizes its Alaska bona fides, Lotsfeldt acknowledges he's paying for it with out-of-state money.
I am seeking people who are giving big dollar amounts to do this because it's the only way effectively it works. I'm not holding bake sales. I'm going to people who can donate large amounts of money and asking them to donate.
He says he'll disclose the donor list when he's required to in January, but he says the six-figure spending he's reported so far came from just a few people. Super PACs like his, along with so-called dark money groups that don't have to name their donors, are sure to be a multi-million force in Alaska's Senate race. Super PACs have formed to support Republican Senate candidates Mead Treadwell and Dan Sullivan, too, but they haven't reported any of their spending yet. To get an idea of how much money these sort of groups can inject in a race, take a look at Montana. 2 years ago, about $55 million was spent on the U.S. Senate contest there, more than half of it by outside groups. Montana political science professor David Parker says the Alaska race is likely to attract a flood of outside money for the same reasons Montana did. To start with, Parker says they both have small populations, so TV time is cheaper than in big city media markets.
So number one is the cost of advertising. A lot of bang for your buck.
Also, Parker says the Senate's political landscape is much the same this time. It's closely divided between the parties, and nationwide, Parker sees only five or six seats on the ballot that could go either way, to a Republican or a Democrat.
So if you're trying to swing the balance of power nationally, you go to the competitive seats, and guess what? Alaska's one of them. So why do these outside groups care? It's not so much about Alaska issues, but the broader national implications of the balance of power in the United States Senate.
Professor Parker says the ads Alaskans are starting to see are only the most visible of the political spending. Outside groups spent millions in Montana on the ground war. These weren't your standard door-knocking, get-out-the-vote campaigns. Parker says they used, among other tools, statistical modeling, crossing, for example, poll results with consumer purchase histories in order to micro-target campaign efforts. Alaskans can expect much the same. If the spending in Alaska race reaches Montana proportions, it would amount to more than $200 per likely voter. The city of Nome is now accepting proposals for how the 2013 community benefit share should be spent this year. The Norton Sound Economic Development Corporation donated $150,000 to each of its 15 member communities. Nome City Clerk Tom Moran says all proposals are due in writing at City Hall by 5 o'clock Thursday, January 3rd. The Nome Common Council will then hear presentations at 5:30 in a work session that day. Each presentation must include a budget. If you received funding last year, the council asks that you provide information on how that money was spent. The City of Nome Finance Department must have information on accounting of the funds for auditing purposes. And Savunga harvested two bowhead whales last week, both of them female. While St. Lawrence Island is praising the immense intake of monk duck and meat amid an economic disaster, Theodore Kingikuk, a drummer on the island, is celebrating another part of the anatomy. Kingikuk is 21 years old. He's a singer, drummer, and dancer with the Savunga Dancing and Singing Troupe. He's also co-captain of his dad's whaling crew. And last week, after helping distribute meat and monk duck to the community, Kingikuk returned to the beach where he collected the bowhead's wombs. His plan?
Cut them up, clean them out, hang them, and then that's when I'll be putting them on my drum.
Traditionally, St. Lawrence Island drums are covered with walrus stomachs, but with this year's bleak walrus harvest, in which the island gathered only one-third of its annual walrus intake, walrus stomachs are in short supply, so Kingikuk decided to go to a different route, whale uteruses.
I just thought about it, and it actually worked pretty good, and the other drummers were amazed.
Kingikuk used this method for the first time last year. He says he had never seen it done before, but wanted to give it a try. And the result, Kingikuk says, whale uteruses are an all-around better material for drums.
It's a lot stretchier and much louder, and you don't have to spray it as much as stomach walrus.
Usually the whale wombs are pushed back into the ocean with the rest of the carcass, where it becomes food for seagulls and other scavengers. Not these uteruses. Kingikuk says he will be making instruments for Savunga's drumming group. And if permitted, he will even try to sell a few. A look at the price of gold today. Down $22 an ounce to $1,231.30. An ounce of silver down 75 cents to $19.66. It's unofficially 13 degrees at the KNOM studios, 9 minutes after 9 o'clock.